Okay, Isaiah came, and he said, that's still too difficult. Isaiah came again and established the basis for the fulfillment of all 613 commandments on two. As it says, thus said the Lord, in verse, Isaiah 56:1. Thus said the Lord, observe justice and perform righteousness. All right. Two is still a lot. So Amos the prophet came and established the basis for filling the whole Torah on one commandment. Thus says the Lord to the house of Israel, seek me and live. Seek God and live. And live means not just live, but live in the world to come. Okay. Okay. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak objected to this, though. He said, seek me and live? Seek me? By seek me, what does it mean except keep the whole Torah? So we're right back to 613 commandments. So he said, I have a better verse. Here's a better verse. Rather, the prophet Habakkuk came and established the entire Torah on one commandment. As it says, the righteous person shall live through his faith. Which is what Paul keeps quoting and the apostolic community keeps quoting. All right, so I bring this out not to contradict Asher Norman, because as we saw, he has some good scriptural points that are, you know, well-founded in Torah and supported by the teaching of Yeshua and in the book of Revelation and the final judgment, etc., etc. Okay, so I'm not contradicting him on his point, except to say that this is the salvation plan for Israel, for the Jewish people. It is not. The salvation plan for the Jewish people is, first of all, covenant relationship. That Israel is in covenant relationship with God. Secondly, faith. Faith. Trusting God. And repentance also works into that, because, you know, that's maintaining covenant relationship. Okay. Number three under here, he says, so the salvation, this is still presuming on the, this is still assuming the basis that the salvation plan for Jews is keeping the commandments. Where does that leave Gentiles? He says, well, there's 613 commandments for Jews, we just saw where that came from, and seven Noahide laws for Gentiles. So, the idea then is that for Jewish people, you merit salvation by keeping 613 commandments. For Gentile people, you merit salvation by keeping the seven laws given to Noah. What are those seven laws? Our rabbis taught, this is from Sanhedrin, our rabbis taught seven precepts were the sons of Noah commanded. Social laws, to refrain from blasphemy. Social laws are like governing our behavior with each other, particularly setting up courts of justice. To refrain from blasphemy, idolatry, to refrain from idolatry, from adultery, from bloodshed, from robbery, and from eating flesh cut from a living animal. This is the seven laws of Noah, according to the Talmud. Let's think about the logic here. Consider the logic. God loves Israel. He loves Israel. They're his special people, his chosen people, the Jewish people. And so he says, for you, my special chosen people, I have 613 commandments. You keep these 613, and then you will merit salvation, life in the world to come. Some of these are very difficult commandments. Some of these are very exacting. For the rest of humanity, there's just seven simple, basic, moral, ethical statutes. If they keep those, they'll merit life in the world to come. That's pretty backwards. kind of a backwards approach. Don't you think? But the seven laws, there's some problems with the seven laws. when we look at the seven laws as if they are the Gentile equivalent of how to go to heaven. What are some of the problems with the seven laws? Well, for one thing, they're not in the Bible. You don't find this list, per se, at least in this form, in the Bible. Even the sages, that's obvious, because even the sages of the Talmudic era didn't agree on what they were, and there are many different variations of the list. But you could kind of sum it up and say, it generally means just be a decent person. Just be a decent person, you know, and you'll go to heaven. But the Talmud never says, the sages never say, classical Judaism, to my knowledge, I could be wrong, and I spent exactly 10 minutes researching this, but to my knowledge, classical Judaism of the Talmudic era never said, if Gentiles keep the seven laws, they will merit the world to come. I could be wrong on that. I read it, Harvey Falk once say that that was the teaching of the school of Hillel, but I don't have a text for that. It could be. But here's what I found in the 10 minutes that I spent. Avodah Zarah says, and that's the tractate from the Talmud, that's Avodah Zarah means idol worship, so it's dealing with idol worshippers. God saw that the nations did not observe even the seven precepts which the sons of Noah had taken upon themselves. And seeing that they did not observe them, he stood up and released them therefrom. So he said, oh, forget it. You don't even have to keep these seven laws. Said Mar, the son of Rabina, the release from those commands only means that even if they observed them, they would not be rewarded. So the Talmudic line on the seven laws is that there is no reward for keeping them. You don't get rewarded for... It's just... So what are they? There's punishment for breaking them, such as the Canaanites getting kicked out of the land of Israel, or Jonah going to Nineveh to tell the people of Nineveh that he's going to destroy them for their violence. There's punishment for breaking them, but according to the sages, according to Judaism then, there is no reward for a Gentile for keeping them. So where does this leave a Gentile in regard to the world to come? At least in this era. Out. Out of the world to come. And so how does a Gentile get into the world to come? Well, he has to become Jewish. So we get back to that theological principle that Paul was dealing with. So the Noahide laws, the seven laws of Noah, are a standard by which God is able to bring judgment on the earth, to bring judgment upon nations, in the classical view. They were not offered to the Gentiles in the classical view as the standard by which they could achieve salvation. All right. Nevertheless, we are judged on our deeds, as we saw in Revelation. In the end, after the Messianic Kingdom, everybody's resurrected and judged on the basis of their deeds. Number four, God commanded the Jewish people to keep His commandments. Yes? And Asher Norman points out, but missionaries assert that the laws of the Torah are fulfilled in Jesus and therefore are of no further value. God's law has been replaced by mere belief in Jesus. This is a common Christian misconception about the teaching of Jesus and the apostles. I don't think we need to belabor the point that belief in Jesus should bring us to be more obedient to God than ever before. His message was repent. He told us to repent, and the consistent message of all the apostles is a message of repentance and obedience to God. Yes, it's by faith that we are saved and attain this covenant status, the new covenant. But the new covenant is such that we will walk out His commandments, that the Holy Spirit is given so that we should walk in His statutes and ordinances. So we find all through a consistent message. It's really a consistent message. The only place that Christianity derives this idea that faith in Jesus has now replaced keeping the commandments is from the Pauline epistles. Yeah? And in the Pauline epistles, like we just read that passage in Galatians where it says, nobody's, you know, as many as are under the works of the law are of the works of the law are under a curse, and you are saved by grace, not by works, lest any man should boast. Right? But works, we need to understand the works he's referring to consistently. What work is he referring to? He's referring to the work of converting and becoming Jewish. Mm.